When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. When great minds inspire and build on another's genius, the world is forever altered. Let me tell you a story that begins in South America, is carried by a Frenchman to the ears of a British scientist and to a Scottish chemist. The story continues with two English inventors and lives on today, every day, through you and me and millions of people on the planet. Now back to the beginning. Long before Christopher Columbus set sail on this day in 1492, South American Indians tossed about, not on high seas, but under trees, with a homemade rubber ball made from the gum of a tree. Their milking and subsequent manufacturing was the first of rubber production. Enter a French explorer by the name of Charles-Marie de la Condamine, who sent rubber samples made from the juice of the hevea tree back to Europe as a scientific curiosity. Some years later, the British scientist Joseph Priestley discovered that the pliable substance was useful for rubbing pencil marks from paper. Now that's how the term rubber got affixed to this novelty. Over time, multiple uses emerged, notably for waterproofing shoes and clothing. By the beginning of the 19th century, Charles McIntosh, the Scottish chemist, and English inventor Thomas Hancock began experimentation. McIntosh combined a solution of rubber and naphtha to manufacture a double-textured waterproof cloak, aptly named for its creator as the McIntosh. Colleague and partner Hancock attempted to dissolve the rubber in turpentine in order to hand coat fabrics, but the smell halted developing that theory further. Instead, he produced elastic thread and created a machine that eliminated problems with handling the raw material. A few obstacles still remained. Rubber softened with heat and it hardened with cold. It was tacky, smelly, and perishable. As the Encyclopedia Britannica puts it, these fundamental weaknesses were removed by the invention of vulcanization in 1839 by Charles Goodyear. Now that name should give you a hint where this is headed. Developing a compound of rubber, white lead, and sulfur in a heat treatment or curing process, Goodyear created a product that exhibited impressive durability. The rubber first met the road in bicycle tires, then automobiles. By 1900, more than 500 years post-bouncing balls through the jungle, 40,000 tons of rubber were used each year. In 2008, total world natural rubber production reached 10 million metric tons per year. Now, where does the story end? In America, of course, where synthetic rubber was developed and now surpasses the production of natural rubber. And the merging of great minds continued, developing from both natural and synthetic. Things like the golf ball, rubber floorings, recycling, sealants, gaskets, belts, shoes, and a million more gadgets, all from the bouncing of one great idea to another. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we bounce the gate. Close for today.